bitter cold, inadequate medical supplies, no hot food, not enough food. Constant shivering was burning off energy that was not being replaced. For the privates, not enough sleep. For the NCOs, almost no sleep. This was survival time, and reactions were slow due to the near-frozen limbs. Shell bursts in the trees sent splinters, limbs, trunks, and metal showering down on the foxholes. To protect themselves, the men tried to cover their holes with logs, but not having axes made it a difficult task. One man solved the problem by putting two or three German stiffs over the top. Most maddening was the inability of the American artillery to respond to German shelling or to disrupt German activity. Easy's OP men would watch with envy as German trucks and tanks moved back and forth behind the German line, bringing in the shells and food that the Americans so badly missed. Back in Bastogne, the Americans had plenty of guns, including 105 and 155 millimeter howitzers. They had been active the first few days of the siege, firing in a complete circle at all German attempts to break through the MLR. But by the 23rd, they were almost out of ammunition. Winters recalled being told that the single artillery piece covering the Foy-Bastogne road, his left flank, was down to 3 rounds. They were being saved for anti-tank purposes in the event of a German panzer attack down that road. In other words, no artillery support for Easy or 2nd Battalion. This at a time when the men of the company were down to 6 rounds per mortar, one bandolier for each rifleman, and one box of machine gun ammo per gun. That day, however, the snow stopped, the sky cleared, C-47s dropped supplies, medicine, food, ammunition. American artillery got back into action, curtailing German daytime activity, boosting morale on the MLR. K-rations were distributed, along with ammo. But the 30 caliber for the light machine guns and M1s was insufficient to the needs, and the 24,406 K-rations were enough for only a day or so. Not enough blankets had been dropped to ensure that every man had one. Officers watched for signs of breaking. When Winters sensed that Private Liebgott was on the edge, he brought him back to Battalion CP to be his runner. This gave Liebgott a chance to rest up and get away from the tensions of the MLR. Just being back 50 yards off the front line made a tremendous difference in the tension, Winters wrote. The temptation to stay put when a patrol went out was very strong.